Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Speaking to the Beyond with Robert and Robin. I'm your co-host, Robert Vecchio, and with me, as always, is my co-host and partner in crime, Robin Wolf. Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Robert?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm enjoying this wonderful day here in New Jersey. And how's the weather in Virginia?
It is hot, but I'm enjoying the weather, too. At least it's sunny and not raining.
Exactly. I just want to take a quick second and wish my dad a very happy birthday today. I'm not sure how old he is, but we're not going to say that on air. But happy birthday, Dad. I did call him earlier, and I'll talk to him later on today again. Anything new happening with you, or do you want to just get right into the callers?
You know what? Just busy. I did a platform demonstration of mediumship with Uma, who happens to be our guest next week.
Awesome.
And we did that Friday night, and we had a full house, and oh my gosh, the energy was awesome.
Fantastic.
It was just, the energy was so great. The spirit was there. We were right on, spot on. It was just great.
Awesome.
That was exciting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and we're planning some classes to teach some classes together. So that's all in the works. So if anybody out there is interested in doing some retreats with us in Virginia and all over the United States, make sure you look at my website and my Facebook so that you can take a look and see when the classes are, because we'll be advertising them shortly. Yeah.
Very nice. Always moving forward, never backwards. So.
Exactly.
And today,
That's my motto.
Instead of using my Gypsy Witch cards, I'm going to be using my Animal Message cards because they they literally fell out of my drawer while I was opening to get my cards. So I figured, hey, I think I need to use them. So, all right, without further ado, let's take some callers. Are you ready, Mademoiselle?
Yeah, we have lots of callers waiting, so let's get it going.
All right, let's go. Let's start with this one. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from? Hello? Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Shannon from Miami.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. What's your question for today?
Nothing. I'm just, trying to see if anything comes through. I really don't have a specific question at all.
Okay, so let me think about you for just a second. And I pulled out the frog for you, and it basically, you have to seize your potential. Are you looking for a new job or thinking about changing careers?
I'm thinking about I'm looking for a different position within the same company.
Okay. I say go for it, like you have to leap forward, and that's why the frog came out. You need to make that leap forward in order to get what you want and what you deserve. You are worth every single thing that you require in this promotion or job, whatever you want to call it, and they will see that in you. And I also pulled the octopus, which is basically embracing your dream. So if you have a dream, go after it already. And because there's no time like the present to go after what you really, really want. And I also picked, you got the raven. The raven is magic, is all around you. And you need to also go into meditation and talk to your spirit guides and talk to your ancestors. And they will give you advice on how to proceed. And the world is yours. The world is yours to take advantage of. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, I'm glad.
Yeah, I see very positive cards for you, Shannon. So, Robin, did you have something to add?
Yeah, what I'm getting, Shannon, for this position, I'm hearing that it will happen, and I'm hearing September. Would that make sense to you?
I don't know yet. And you said September?
Yeah, I'm here in September, the end of August, the beginning of September, like right around Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh, that would be great because I'm going on vacation, so that would be great news.
Okay, so what I'm hearing, though, is that you need to, is there something that you need to study? Or I feel like when you get this position, you're going to have to either get a certification or take some classes, or you're going to be doing a lot of research. Does that make, would that make sense to you?
Oh, it may happen, yeah. It might happen
okay.
that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I also feel like this could be good or this could be bad. I'm not sure. But I feel like your new boss is going to have a lot more structure than what you're used to right now. And I feel like he's going to really run his department, his or her department, very strictly. So I feel like there's going to be a lot of trust, and I feel like you're going to have the freedom to do what you want in order to grow. But I also feel as though you're going to be taken more seriously, and you're going to be taking your job. Not that you don't take it seriously now, but it's just going to feel different for you. But I also feel as though you're going to have a lot more opportunities for growth with this position. Would that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I'm hoping that,
okay.
you know, I get booked
okay.
for the position.
The only thing that I would be careful of when you decide whether, when they make the offer, if they make the offer, I don't like saying if, so I'm going to be positive and say when.
Right.
When they make the offer for you to get this position, I want you to make sure that you don't have to be glued to your desk. And when I say that, I mean, I feel like there's a potential for you to get so addicted to your job that you'll forget about your personal life. So just make sure that you watch out for that and that you don't let that happen. Because
okay.
I feel like that might come with the job, whether you know it's going to or not. So, again, it could be positive and it could be negative if you work, you know,
work
75
more
hours a week.
With for the family and everything. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you
so just
see
make
everything
sure
okay
that you balance. I'm sorry?
You see everything okay with my family and you know, our, you know, money situations or anything that, like that? Any issues?
I don't see anything, any issues with your money situation. I feel like it's going to get better. I really don't see any issues. I feel like you are all working towards making more money. I see a move coming. It could just be your job as a move, but I also see a move. So I don't know if you're thinking about growing your family or moving, but I see that happening.
Okay.
You know, not perfect. Right away. But I see it happening going into January, February 2020, into the springtime. But I see you, you know, you're taking care of your family. You know, you're all taking care of each other. So I just feel like there's a good partnership, and I see growth with your family and with your money situation.
Okay. Perfect. All right. I appreciate
thank
everything
so much
for you guys.
For calling,
it kind of helped me reassure a lot of things. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Right.
Make sure I don't hang up on Robin this time.
Thank you.
Next caller. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Jessica. I'm from Kansas City.
Hi, Jessica. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Very good, thank you. What's your question today?
I just wanted to know if me and somebody were going to be able to reconcile.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? You broke up.
I wanted to know if me and somebody were going to be able to reconcile.
Okay.
Robin, did you want to start or...?
Sure. I'm hearing right off the bat, yes, but I'm hearing that there needs to be a push and a pull. You both need to be honest with each other and talk things out. I feel like you're signing papers with this person, or there are papers to be signed. Would that make sense?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay. Because I feel like I don't know. I just keep hearing that you're going to be going in front of a judge. So it could be that you're going to reconcile and get married, or that you're going to sign some papers to share. I don't know. I just feel like there's a sharing going on. But I do feel like this person you're with, or that you want to reconcile with, I feel like you can be very stubborn at times, he or she, very stubborn at times. But I also feel that this person is very balanced in his or her thoughts. So I feel like he or she is really just trying to put thoughts together right now, trying to figure out the best way to go about reconciling. But I do want you to say to you that the ball feels like it's in your court. And I feel like it's you that has to make the decision, not the other person. I feel like you've been doing a lot of growth lately, if that makes sense to you. And when I say growth, I mean it could be spiritually, it could be feeling more secure with yourself. So I feel like that's going on, and that's going to help with the reconciliation. But, you know, you both have freedom of will to make the decision. So things can change. But I do feel as though you're both getting your ducks in order to make the change that needs to happen in order for a happy reconciliation. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, actually it does make sense, because we have not been together for a little bit, including right now, and I've been taking this time to figure out what I really want from this person, what I really want just in life in general, and if this is somebody that I can see myself with long term. And just a lot of things happened in the past on both parts that were just, you know, not the nicest. And when it does come down to the papers, I wonder, this person, he could be moving out of state with his job.
Okay.
I just don't know if that could be part of it.
No. It might be part of it, because I keep seeing him looking at people walking away from him, or him walking away from other people. But I do feel as though he's going to decide to stay. And if he doesn't decide to stay, then I feel like you may not go with him right away, but I feel like it would lead to that.
Okay.
So I do see the end of this separation coming, because he doesn't like the fact that you're not together. I feel like you're more important to him than the job, if that makes sense. But I do see you getting married. I have to say that. Again, you both have the freedom of will to make a different decision. But I see if you reconcile, and if he takes the job out of state, it may take a little bit longer for you to say your vows to each other, but I feel like it will happen.
Okay.
I want to say I see a marriage in 2 years. And I do, mm-hmm. you know, in this timeline that I'm looking at, I do see it with this gentleman. I feel like, again, I feel like he wants to make sure that you're secure with the relationship, and that mistakes were made and they have to be fixed. So I do feel as though there needs to be a lot of talking and communication.
Yeah, and right now,
sorry, go ahead.
The cards I pulled for you. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say, we are communicating, but we're not communicating a lot right now.
Okay. I feel like that's going to also come to an end. I feel like there's going to be a lot more communication. But again, I feel like it's up to you. I feel like the ball's in your court to start
right.
that communication rolling. I'm not sure if he's insecure, but I feel like, you, as you said, there were mistakes and you both made them. But for some reason, I feel like he's taking the brunt of the blame. Maybe you're not blaming him. But I feel like he is taking the brunt of that blame upon himself.
Okay.
Go ahead, Robert.
Oh, okay. You got the badger, the moose, and the spider. Basically, what you have to do is fight for what you believe in, but also be patient at the same time because you're both going through different issues. And you have to, and I know you said this before, but you have to weave your own web and live your life, but continue living your life and don't worry about what he's doing. But I feel like you two will definitely be back together. So.
Okay.
I kept mine short and sweet. So. And,
thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you,
guys.
All
right, bye-bye.
Take care.
All right, here we go. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, I'm so grateful. I'm Elizabeth, and I'm from Illinois.
Oh, nice. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I'm curious if I could ask you guys a question about my body, because it feels really out of whack these days, and I'm trying lots of new things, but nothing seems to be working. So I cut out coffee, I cut out wheat, I cut out a lot of carbs, I'm eating really well, I'm intermittent fasting, but I'm always feeling really bloated, my body feels really large, and so I'm a little lost, and I started dating again, so I'm really confused about, like, body confidence and blah, 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 although no one seems to really care, but I was wondering if you could help me figure out the formula that my body is looking for to get into the shape that it would be at highest vibration.
The first question I have for you is, have you gone to the doctor about the bloating?
No, I haven't gone to the doctor. I do have a doctor's appointment in a couple of weeks.
Okay, I'm going to suggest, because it's hard for us to give you any kind of advice because we're not doctors. I need to say go to the doctor. It could be as simple as you're collecting water. I don't know how old you are, but if you're going through any type of changes with your menstrual cycle, it could be you're collecting water from salt. It could be anything. But I do highly recommend that you go to the doctor.
I
don't believe in all of these weird diets to make yourself healthy. I'd rather see you go to the doctor and rule out anything that it could possibly be before you start all kinds of other things. It could be stress. It could be anything. But I do feel like you need to go to the doctor.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not telling you anything's wrong with you. That I'm not telling you.
I need to just make sure.
But as far as everything else that I'm seeing, I feel like everything's okay. I feel like you've gone through your process of whatever healing you had to do in order to start dating. I feel like you went through that and that you are ready. I feel like that you're also in a really good place with your job. Does that make sense?
I'm starting to look for a new job, and I feel confident. I feel good about it.
Okay. I feel like whatever job you get, I don't know why. Are you looking to start your own business? Because I do feel like there's something that you need to do, maybe not your own business, but something on the side. That you enjoy that you put on hold?
Yeah, I'm growing. I'm a single mom, so I'm working full-time, so it's hard for me to grow this business, but I am growing a business as, like, an artistic healer. And that is helping a lot of people. And I'm just taking it slowly.
Okay, because I feel like it's something that you're meant to be doing. Now, did you say artistic healer?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was getting art with you and healing, so I guess that's why I was getting that.
Oh, good.
So I definitely feel like you're in the right place and that you need to – I know time is not easy with children and you're single, but I feel like you're moving in the right direction. Okay?
Thank you. And go ahead.
Oh, no, it's okay. I do feel like, excuse me, I do feel like the person that is coming into your life, I feel like you're ready now and that this person is coming in. But I also feel like this person, excuse me, I'm sorry. I feel like this person is also going to be wearing, not also, I don't want to compare this person to you, but I feel like he is going to also be wearing a coat of armor and protecting himself from being hurt. So I feel like whatever relationship you get into is going to need to go slow.
Okay.
Just maybe not for you, but for the person that's coming into your life, if that makes any sense. Do you have anything
yeah.
to add, Robert? But I do really want to say that, you know, I know you have a doctor's appointment, just make sure you keep it. And if you can get it sooner, maybe, you know, change
okay.
it to make it sooner. It could just be stress. I mean, you're a single mom taking care of children. You know, you're looking for a
yeah.
job. You know, life has changed for you. So it could just be a matter of your body changing. But I still would get checked out, you know, when you can.
That makes a lot of sense. I appreciate that so much. Which one of the gentlemen, do you feel like it's someone that's already in my life or someone that is going to be coming into my life?
He's going to come into your life so fast, you're not going to know what hit you. And there's going to be a possibility for things to go faster than it should. Not should. I don't want to say that in the wrong way. I just feel like he's still going through healing, and he's going to come in really fast, and then he might pull away a little bit because he realizes he has to heal longer, but I see him staying, just not moving as quickly as he wants to move. But I feel like he went through a divorce, and I just feel like he's trying to get his feet back on the ground. But I do feel like this person makes good money, and I feel like, I don't know, where did you say you lived?
Illinois.
Okay. I don't feel as though he lived in the city limits. I don't know Illinois. All I know is Chicago. But I feel like he lives outside of the city limits where there's more country. You know, I almost see a bed and breakfast with, you know, and I don't know if he has a bed and breakfast, but I just see, you know, a farm or a home in the country. And I do feel as though he has a daughter and a couple of dogs.
Is
but
it
I
in
do
this
feel
country?
As though he's very balanced.
I would love to leave this country. Do you feel like it's still in this country?
Yeah, it's in this country. It's just in the country. I don't know if there's I don't know. I really don't know the area of Illinois that well, but I just feel like, you know, I almost see him being close to the Great Lakes, but where there's a lot of land and property around him. But I do feel as though he's very grounded, very smart, and that he has either a son, a small son or daughter.
Awesome. Thank you.
So, and again, I do feel as though he's going to move in rather quickly. Like you're going to be finishing each other's sentences and thoughts, and, you know, it's going to feel like a whirlwind to both of you. But I do feel as though it will calm down and come back to ground, if that makes sense to you.
That makes
Do you have anything to add, Robert?
The only thing I wanted to add really quickly was that I feel like your chakras are out of balance and you really need to focus on that and take some time for yourself because you did get the spider and you need to weave your own web like the last caller and stop worrying about, yes, you have a child, so obviously take care of them, but stop focusing on what other people are doing and just weave that web that you want and see how you want your life to do and what you want to attract into that web. And the people will come to you very quickly. And, there is a definitely new beginning for you. I thought it was pregnancy at first, but I think it's more of a new romance instead of pregnancy. So that's all I wanted to add really quickly.
Wow.
So. But
thank
you
so
much
for calling.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate it so very much.
Have a great day. All right.
You too.
Thank you.
Take care, Shannon. Okay. Let us know how everything goes.
All right, and we're up to...
Hello, how are you?
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, Sherelle, Detroit, Michigan. Sherelle, Detroit, Michigan.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. And what's your question?
Just like messages from the other side, please, and thank you.
Sure, thank you.
We're only doing psychic messages today. We're not doing mediumship messages.
Okay, well, I can tell with a direct
question. Do you have a psychic
question?
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to see, what would be the best move for me to stay in Michigan or move to Arizona with my family, my mom, when my lease is up?
I'm going to say Arizona.
Yeah, I hear
biased,
Arizona,
but I know
too.
I'm going to say Arizona. I'm going to say you need the warmth. You need. I believe that when you move, it's going to enhance your creativity, and you're going to be more creative in your passions. You got the bear, the hippo, and the bison. Understand that you have to appreciate the past, but you also have to look towards the future. You need to let things go
and cut
some cords. Okay?
Yes. You are so right.
I would suggest you doing take a Epsom salt bath or wipe your ankles with it, Epsom salt or sea salt, and that'll get rid of any cords that you have to the past. Yes, we're not doctors, but it's a homeopathic remedy. I think that's the word I'm looking for. But I would say move forward and forget the cold weather. Forget it. Leave it in the past. Go to the desert, and you're going to start something new, and it's going to be an exciting time for you. And there is a great thing happening for you. It's just going to be more creative for you. Like, I don't know if you paint or write poetry, your creative juices are going to keep flowing. And I feel like they're stifled right now, but they're going to just explode with this new venture for you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because I really don't know my creative side. Because my lease is up. My lease is up in March of next year. Because I've been here for a year. I just recently moved in March, so my lease is up next year in March.
I feel like you're moving. I really do feel like you're moving further. I think you're going to Arizona rather than staying in Michigan. No.
Yeah, but my mom and them don't believe me. It's not. My mom, she don't believe me. She's like, you keep saying this the last 3-4 years, so now when I tell her, she don't believe me because I've been telling her I'm coming. But they don't believe me when I tell her.
If she sees you at her doorstep and say, hi, mom, I'm home, then she'll believe you. But no, that's fine.
Right.
That's fine. But Robin, what did you have to add? I'm sorry.
I'm hearing that you will move to Arizona, but I want to say, make sure you're moving there for the right reasons. I don't know why, I'm just hearing don't run away, move forward and run to your dream. And I do feel as though somehow your dream got left at the wayside. And I feel like you need to I don't know if it's with a job or with doing something that you really want to do, but I keep hearing it's time for you to take that leap of faith and do what you really want to do. And I'm also hearing to stop feeling guilty about the past. And I don't know if guilt is making you want to go to Arizona, but what I want to say to you is look in the face of whatever you're feeling guilty about, and just let it go.
I am feeling guilty because I had ended up getting an abortion a month ago, and that's the part that you're probably talking about feeling guilty about, and I do regret, you know, what I have done. But go ahead.
Don't feel guilty. You know, you did something that you needed to do for yourself, and if you would have went through with the pregnancy. I mean, you went with your gut. You went with your intuition, and you followed it. And I don't feel as – I mean, I know I don't know you, but I'm going to go out on a limb psychically and say that you're not a selfish person. So I feel as though you made the right choice. You have to do what's right for you right now. And if you would have brought this person, this baby, into the world, and who knows? is maybe the baby was going to be born very sickly. I don't know, but I do feel as though you made the right choice. You have the rest of your life to get pregnant again. At least that's what I feel.
Right.
So just don't run away to Arizona and leave Michigan if that's where you want to stay, if that makes any sense to you. Make sure that you we're heading into Lionsgate, July into August, and this is the time to take care of yourself, self-care. So make sure you're doing that. I don't know why I'm hearing that you're not. So just spend the next month or two taking care of yourself and doing things for you. Get to know you again and then decide if you're going to move to Arizona. I'm sure that your mom would love it, but you have to make sure you're going to love it too.
Right. It's just the weather. I like the cold. I really don't like the heat. But like the guy, thank you both. That was very helpful.
Okay.
Yeah, I do like the call.
Thank you so much. Keep us posted, please.
Okay, I will. Thank you both. You have a good day.
You too.
Take care.
I'm sorry, but on a personal level, I will always pick warmth over snow. That's all I'm going to say. Did I press this button? Hello? Why are you not pressing?
Don't hang up on me.
I'll try not to. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name's Michelle, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Hi, Michelle. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's your question for the day?
My question is if you see me getting a boyfriend or finding love.
What part of Wisconsin are you from, Michelle?
Kenosha.
Is that near Madison or? Or closer?
Like an hour and a half, maybe.
Okay.
Something like that. Maybe 2 hours.
I'm just being nosy as I'm shuffling the cards.
I pulled out 3 cards for you, and I pulled the porcupine, the deer, and the octopus. And I feel like instead of focusing on love, you need to focus on your dreams and make them a reality, and love will come to you when it's the right time. I don't feel like it's the right time for you right now. I'm not getting a specific number, maybe 6 months, but I feel like you need to be working on, like, if you have a dream that I know you have, you need to focus on that and go towards it, and then everything else will fall into place. But there is a gentleman out there that is waiting for you, and you just need to get over that one obstacle first before he can come into your life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of disappointing, but yeah, it makes sense.
I'm sorry.
That's
I was
okay.
I can tell you that it's coming like tomorrow, but sometimes we have to work on ourselves first. And then let somebody else come in and love us for who we are. We have to love ourselves first before we can actually let somebody else in. And that's everybody's issue. I don't want to say everybody's issue. I'm sorry. Most people's issue. We constantly do for others, and we have to do for ourselves first. But there is a very nice gentleman coming for you. And that sounds so like he's coming to get you. I'm sorry, that's not like he is in the cards for you. And the porcupine, have you gotten into a fight with somebody? Because I feel like you're always defending yourself of your actions, of what you do. Because it works for you and it doesn't work for somebody else, that's okay. Keep doing what works for you. And because you are headed in the right direction. Does that make sense?
I'm not sure. I haven't really fought with anybody.
All right, well, just keep it in mind. And then you go to deer, and there's every time I see a deer, I know there's like a spirit guide or a spirit from the other side always watching out for you. So you do have guardian angels and spirit animals always attached to you and looking out for you. So always know that they have your back no matter what you do.
Oh, thanks. My mom recently passed away, so maybe that's what you're picking up on.
Yes, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about your mom passing. I'm very, very sorry. But know that
thanks.
She's always with you, and I'm getting a picture of a locket, like of a chain with a locket. I don't
mm-hmm.
know if she left it for you or it was hers, but I just feel like she's very close to your heart. So. Robin, did you have anything to add?
Thank you.
Actually, I do agree with everything Robert said. The only thing
mm-hmm.
that I want to add is that I do agree with Robert. The right person is, I want to say he's like right there, ready to come into your life when you're ready. But I feel like
mm-hmm.
you need to let go of some things. And I feel like some thoughts or some hurt, things that are going in your life right now, I feel like you need to let go of those thoughts and move forward and let the past go. You know, I feel like you need to bury the past and move forward. And once you're able to do that, I feel like this gentleman will come into your life. And I see a lot of new beginnings. I also, and this might have to do with your mom, but I feel like you have to get through I don't know if there's a lot of paperwork that you're working on or selling things or signing
mm-hmm.
papers. I just see a lot of things a lot of paperwork that you're doing right now and a lot of healing that's going on. So I feel like all that needs to be done before you can concentrate on a new relationship. But I do feel as though this person's coming in. And I feel like he's just going to wander into your life almost very innocently for different reasons, not for looking for a relationship, more like a friendship, but it's going to quickly
mm-hmm.
turn into a romantic relationship. I agree with Robert. I do see this person coming into your life, I want to say, in 2020. I want to say you'll be done with all of your healing and all of whatever you're working on by the time January comes. So coming with January is going to come with new relationships, and one will be romantic.
Okay.
And I also get that you have a lot of people, a lot of spirit animals protecting you. A lot of them are working with you. So you're definitely protected. So I agree with everything Robert said.
Oh, thank you so much. That all makes sense.
Perfect.
Okay,
thank you for
great.
Calling and have a great rest of your Sunday.
Yeah,
thank
we'll talk
you.
To you soon.
Thank you both. Okay,
you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's get to the next caller. We're moving right along. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Donna from California. Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Yeah, I meditate every day, and, you know, I've been asking God to bring in a partner for me, a male partner in marriage, and also for more money to come in so I can go traveling, pay off my credit card. And the other day, about a month ago, I was sitting there, and all of a sudden I got a message that said it's coming soon. And my whole body filled up with love, and it was gentleness, and I felt all this appreciation, and I wanted to know what you were picking up, please.
Well, the cards I got for you were the butterfly, the lion, and the frog, meaning you're coming out of your cocoon, and you're spreading your wings, and everything that you've asked for is finally, and I mean finally, coming to you, and it's coming with a great... The only word I can think of is vengeance, with a big roar, okay? And you have to take that leap of faith, like the frog takes that leap, in order to get it. But you know what? You've done all the hard work. You've put in you paid your dues, and now you're going to reap the rewards. It is coming for you, and it's going to be very, very, very successful. It's going to be something that you more than ever desired or ever thought you would get. Because the lion is one of the most powerful animals in the world. And just when I see a lion, it means strength and vitality and fierceness. And I mean, this is going to be a, or it could be a very masculine male, okay, that's coming into life. And it also, at the bottom of the card, which I don't really read, but it does say banish loneliness by reaching out to special friends. So your loneliness is going to end, and nothing but happiness and a whole new, like transforming to a butterfly, a whole new you is going to come out of it. Okay, so I'm very happy for you, and I'm very proud of you. I don't even know you, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
It's amazing. You've done all the work, but also when it does come, I have to tell you, you need to keep doing what you're doing. You need to keep meditating and giving back to your spirit guides. Don't forget them once you get what you want. Okay? Always try and give back and motivate others to get what they need and want as well. So, or the universe would take that from you or be sorry that they gave you what you really needed and wanted. So, Robin, did you have anything to add?
Thank you. Hi, Robin.
I actually don't, Robert. That was awesome. That was a really great reading. I'm on the same page as you, so that was really good.
Perfect. Well, thank you
Wonderful.
So much.
Thank you.
Thank you
so very much. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
And have a wonderful day.
I'll keep you updated. You too.
I will.
Right.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, who is next? Let's go here. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Patricia, calling from Ohio.
Hi, Patricia. What's your question for today?
I need to know. I've been planning, and I need to relocate from here in Ohio because there's a different negative energy vortex that's planning to move to the Pacific Northwest, but it keeps getting pushed back. I was working on the money finances. I need to know, and I'm working on obviously starting freelance writing business. I think that would be accessible and easier to get started in creating products and services, one, and to obtain that large amount of money that I'll need to live there. And I'm considering Washington State, I think either Vancouver or Portland, Oregon. Now, am I on the right track? Am I looking to move or get there by December of this year?
Okay, I'll stop you right there. I pulled three cards while you were talking, and I got the bat, the hummingbird, and the scarab beetle. And the bat is all about transcending failures and making them into positives. So whatever failures you have in your life, you will transcend them and make them into a positive thing instead. And I feel like the move out west will be a positive move for you because you're going to spread your wings like a bird and fly away. And you have to kind of just get away from the negativity that's surrounding you and do nothing but free and nothing but positivity. And stop holding on to the past. It means, when I see that, it means stop holding on to the past and letting it go. Whatever you're holding on to, just let it go. As the movie Frozen says, just let it go. There's no need to hold on to what's not serving you correctly. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, I have to release, you know, a whole bunch of being psychically attacked and past life karmic, you know, energy and persons that are continuing to hold on to me. But yes, I get what you're saying. And then, you know, when I get triggered about past thoughts or these negative persons, yes, so I've, yeah, but it's just all right. So either one of those cities and states, Vancouver, Washington, which I believe definitely is affordable, in Seattle or Portland, Oregon. Which one do you what?
I'm in Vancouver, Washington. Robin, what's your thoughts?
I'm here also here in Vancouver.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't understand her.
She said she also heard Vancouver.
And then I'll probably obviously get a bridge job, which I'm applying to from here, but I need to visit first. But what was holding me back was obviously getting the money, and it was always getting the money, struggling here, and then I'm dealing with the energies and all this dark night of the soul light experience and this psychic attacks,
I feel like everything is going to happen right away, and it's
right. Hello.
Are you there, Robert?
Oh.
Robert.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I think we lost Robert. So I agree with everything he said, and I'm going to wish you a good day. Robert, are you there? Okay. I'm going to take another caller until Robert comes back. Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hello, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. Sure, my name is Dion.
Hi, and where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Hi, and what is your question for today?
What do you see as far as my work going this upcoming week? I had some problems on Friday, and I need to restructure starting tomorrow.
You restructure your office, your team, or?
Restructure my supplier list. I had to get rid of one of my suppliers on Monday, and I want to know if you see the other people being able to step up to the plate and help me out.
Okay, let's see what you have. I'm definitely hearing that you need to restructure. I'm hearing that when you start to restructure, I'm hearing you have to use your intuition and build your team the way your gut is telling you, if that makes any sense to you. I really feel like you're on a new, it's hard to describe what I'm feeling. I feel like you're on this new journey that's going to take you to new heights with your job. Does that make sense to you? Because I don't feel like this restructure is bad. I feel like it may feel bad to a number of people, but I feel like it's a good thing. I feel like it's going to bring almost like a rebirth for you and your team. Does that make sense?
Okay, I hope so. I mean, it's never good to have to do things like this, but sometimes it's just plain necessary.
Yeah, and I do, but I feel like even though it might feel bad, or you might feel guilty or badly about it, I feel like this is a good thing. And I feel like you're almost going to be seen as the hero. Now, don't let that get to your head, but I do. I feel like you're almost going to be seen as the hero in the events that are going on. I do feel as though there's going to be someone who wants to step on your toes. And I want to tell you, I don't know who this person is, but I feel like there's someone that's going to see things differently than you see them. And I want to tell you to make sure that you follow your instincts and trust yourself. Also, I feel like everything's going to smooth over by the time Halloween comes, by the time October, you know, the fall, by the time Thanksgiving comes. I feel like everything's going to be going very smoothly. Does that make any sense to you?
Okay. That is the busiest time in my business, and I just don't want to lose any business or lose customers over what happened?
I don't think you're going to lose customers as long as you handle it, handle everything. I don't want to say personally, but I feel like you have to personally handle it. You know, but I do see that things are going to smooth over very quickly in order for you to handle your busy season. But I'm telling you, you got to follow your gut, okay? If you feel okay. like you made a mistake, let it go. We all make mistakes. But now is the time to just figure it out and plant your seeds, build your new team, and just keep moving forward.
Okay.
I hope that helps. And Robert, are you back?
I am back. I apologize to everybody. I have no idea. My phone just shut off. Like, seriously, I'm sitting here, like, in the same position, and it just literally shut off. And I'm like, what is going on? Mercury's supposed to be towards out of retrograde by now. So I apologize. I'm sorry. It happens live radio. So thank you so much for calling. I'm sorry I couldn't get to it. So I think we have time for one more call, and I hope I really did not end your call. Robin, you with me?
I am still here, Robert. Don't worry.
All right, let's take one more call. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hello, Elena.
Hi, Elena. How are you and what's your question?
I'm going to translate for her because she speaks Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
She wants to know how the health is of her two sons and if you see anything or any problems, you know, at all with them.
That's very difficult to say because we're not doctors, and we try not to talk about health issues. I can't pull cards for health because I try not to, and I know Robin does not either.
I mean, then if you can just see anything with her family.
Family?
Anything
so
that comes
I feel like, I'm going to say, I feel like the sons somehow feel very distant right now to their mom. Does that make sense? Because I feel like there's a distance and a lot of grieving. Would that make sense to you?
I'm not sure because she has two sons, so I'm not sure.
But I feel like the sons, I don't know, is there a distance in where they live?
A little. One lives. She lives with one of them, and then the other one is maybe like 15, 20 minutes away.
Okay, so that's not far. Okay.
No,
I
mean, he doesn't come over all the time compared to the other one because they live in the same house.
Okay. I feel like there's some grieving going on. I feel like for some reason I feel like all three of them need to heal, the two sons and also the mom. That we're on the phone with. I feel like there's healing that needs to go on. I feel like there's either some mental illness issue going on that needs to be taken care of. So, you know, Robert's right. We're not allowed to talk about health issues. However, I am going to say that I feel as though there's some mental illness going on and that needs to be discussed with one of the sons. Okay, I feel like he's walking around very depressed. Not sure if there was a death in the family recently, but I do feel as though he's walking around very sad. I do see, however, a happy ending. So I feel as though everything's going to be fixed. All I see is happiness moving into the future. So I feel as though by the end of the summer, things are going to feel better for everyone. But if there is something going on, whether it's mentally ill or physically ill, I'm just going to say mom needs to make sure that the son takes care of himself. But I also feel as though she needs to take care of herself. You know, I feel like there needs to be some discussion. Maybe the three of them need to go to see a family therapist together. Because I am really seeing that there needs to be a lot of healing going on. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what I'm feeling.
Okay, I'll let her know. And then she also wanted to see if you see anything around her, if anything, you know, any messages for her.
Okay, we're not doing, we're only doing psychic today. We're not doing medium.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if you're getting what you're getting, Robert. I just want you to make sure she knows that she is seen as the matriarch of her family, and I really feel as though she would take the shirt off her back to help people in her neighborhood. I feel like people come to her, like she's the wise woman. People come to her for answers. But I also want you to make sure she understands that there is light at the end of the tunnel with her son, and that as long as she can get them to talk and to see, you know, to do the right things for their health, whether it's mental, physical, or emotional, things will start looking up. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Are you seeing anything, Robert?
I'm agreeing with you. Like, we've been together the whole day. It's also about moving forward on your path and not worrying about what everybody else is doing. And yes, you are the matriarch of the whole community, but you also have to take, she also has to take care of herself first. And in order for her to move forward, she's got to undo some burden, okay? And just focus on what's going on with her, and she'll be okay. And I definitely feel like everything like Robin said, so.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Night.
All right, so we have 3 minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about next week. Who is our guest? And
sure. So next week, I'm very excited to announce that we have the owner of the Lotus Wellness Center in Manassas, Virginia. Her name is Uma Alexandra Bipat, and she is the owner of a thriving metaphysical wellness center for the past 10-plus years. She's also studying with the Reverend Janet Nohavik in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey, to become a spiritualist minister. So Uma is going to talk and give advice to anyone considering becoming a spiritual entrepreneur. You could be trying to open up a Reiki office or build up your psychic or mediumship or healing career, or maybe you have a wellness center and you don't know what to do to make it thrive. So Uma will be talking about that. She also has a book that she wrote, and maybe we can get her to give away a free book to one of the callers. It is on the top 10 list of Hay House now, I believe. She will take callers who want to ask her specific questions regarding succeeding in your own spiritual business. However, we will not be taking callers to do readings next week. We will be taking a break and discussing this subject. So we will take callers, but we won't be giving readings. And I'm very excited. This is going to be a very exciting show. So I hope that you will all tune in and call in to ask questions.
Yeah. I can't wait to be here next week. And I want to tell everybody, have a great week. July is over in a couple of days, so a new beginning for August. And thank you so much for everybody who called, and I'm sorry if we didn't get to your call. And we'll be back in 2 weeks doing readings, and then Uma will be here next week. And Robin, I will talk to you in a few hours.
Sounds great. Talk to you soon. Good night, everyone. Have a great week.
Good night, everyone. Have a great day.